Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Is this
Yeah,
coming out okay?
can you hear me?
All right. I
Okay,
can
just so
hear
you
you.
know, it starts automatically recording as soon as as soon as he joined, it automatically started recording. Assuming we're gonna cut the beginning. And by assuming, I mean I really hope I need to go plug in my phone so that it doesn't die while we do this.
Well, I mean, well, now the intro is kind of quirky.
Is that what we're going for? Are we going for quirky?
Right now we sound quirky.
Mean, I'm just so quirky. Okay, before we get like too into this, can we just start with I went to Taste with my grandmother for lunch, and it was great. But the guy taking our order, there were two people taking our order. We went to one of them. The other guy who was there, I knew him from middle school.
Was awkward.
Honestly, I put on a full face of makeup today for no reason. So I looked good, right? Because I had full contour done, right? So
Ooh.
I look good. I'm wearing my new lipstick, a cute outfit. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. He starts with the whole, "Oh, hi Lilia, hi, haven't seen you in forever. How are you?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm so good. How are you?" And I definitely went to customer service voice, but sometimes that's what you gotta do.
Yes.
Okay, and
So,
now.
anyways.
Hi, welcome to the double-sided story. Great
a bit of
intro.
a. Yeah, absolutely. You just met both of us. I'm Ellie.
I'm Lilia.
I smell like industrial cleaner at the moment.
This is why you don't put on expired perfumes.
I didn't think it was expired. I do think I would have done it if it was expired.
You not tried to scrub it off?
I did. Yeah, that's what I just did. So it's a little better now because I was like dying before, gagging.
Okay,
So,
well,
anyways,
this is our podcast.
them and I
Very
have been
exciting.
best friends. Stop
I'm
interrupting
sorry.
me. Anyways, them and I have been best friends for like almost 2 years now, and we thought our conversations were really fun and quirky, so y'all get to enjoy our awesomeness too,
You
instead
don't
of
get to
just
use
us.
quirky unironically.
I know, I was using it ironically.
That didn't sound very ironic.
They're good at fun and fresh, like a cucumber. Okay.
Sorry, I face palmed. I think anyone who's listening to this needs to know there was a very dramatic face palm at that point. It's important for me to know for it's important to me for you to know that.
Okay.
Yeah. So for our first episode, we figured we want to get or we want to do a getting to know you, and by you we mean us. And so
Yeah,
everyone's
'cause you know
familiar
better.
with haha, what a great way to get viewers, show you don't care
Yeah,
about
only
them. Listener? Listener, they're not gonna be this. Anyway, so about a year ago, when we not a year ago, 2 years ago now, when we first became friends, we, as a joke, were like decided instead of doing a history project, we were just gonna do the whole if you're familiar with the 36 questions, you know there's like a part where you're supposed to stare into each other's eyes for how many minutes is it?
Three.
Three. And so we decided we were gonna do that as a joke instead of doing a history project because productive. And so time to complete that, you know? Let's do the 36 questions, except not all of them because we don't have time for 36 questions.
And some of them delve like really deep. So,
We don't need the trauma on the internet.
yeah, exactly. We're not that kind of teenager.
But you
But we
know,
are
you
adding a
go ahead,
little.
say
We did not rehearse this. We are adding
it.
a little twist to it in that we're going to try to guess each other's answers. I think it's
It's
going to
gonna
be
be
a little
great.
bit wild.
It's gonna
Yeah,
be
but
insane.
Yeah.
Bro, I didn't even know my answers for them. Also, we only did five. We are not five, 10. 10 questions. We picked 10 out of them to do because laziness and time and whatnot. So, yeah.
Well, you picked 10. I nodded.
That is correct. And I have them all written down in my notes app. And my predicted answers. And my answers. Oh, nice. You want to alternate who reads questions? All right. I'll read the first one.
Yep.
Okay. So, number one, the first one of the entire thing. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest? Now, I had no idea for this one. To be honest, I didn't even know my own answer for this one. So, my guess was either, like, a politician you really like, maybe Bernie Sanders, although I feel like he'd be boring as a dinner guest, just personal opinion. Or, like, Joe Biden.
You not seen the video of Bernie Sanders pretending to be Frankenstein for, like, his grandkids? No. I don't think he'd be boring. I've seen that video.
Anyway, I was guessing, like, Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, or if we... I wasn't sure if we were allowed to include people who are no longer alive. So I was also guessing Marilyn Monroe, because I know you really admire Marilyn Monroe.
Who doesn't admire Marilyn Monroe?
Straight men. No. No, they view her as an object. They view her as an object.
Yeah, but that's different from the way that, like, we admire her.
Yeah. Okay. So those are my predictions for you.
Do you want me to read your prediction now or my answer?
Your prediction, then do your answer and I'll do my answer.
Okay. So my prediction for you, I didn't really know either. Well, at first I was going to say Stan Lee, but then I realized it didn't say living or dead. So I'm going to say like Ben Platt or someone like that.
I mean, that does make sense. Both of those make sense for me. Honestly, yeah, I would love to meet Stan Lee. I chose if we were what I wrote down was I hate this question. If they can be dead, Freddie Mercury. If they can be alive, Penelope Scott. Or if they have to be alive, Penelope Scott.
That's good answers, yeah. For mine, I wrote it depends if it's a date or not. if it's a date, Matthew Healy, without a doubt.
I can't believe I didn't get that.
Anyways, if it's not a date, I pick Bono. Okay. Question two. Would you like to be famous, and in what way? So for you, for my prediction for you, I said yes, and for probably something in the theater.
Really? Okay. I'm really, really proud of... I really like my answer for this one. Okay? I feel confident. I also said my prediction for you. That's what I meant. I meant I'm confident in my prediction for you. I also said yes as a film director.
Yes, that was half of my answer.
Would you have two halves of an answer? Not two halves of an answer. What's your actual answer?
Okay, so half of it was either as... So I said either as a director or like the level of famous where I still have money, but I can go places without being completely bombarded. Like I'd like to be gamous. Like, I would definitely...
Gamers.
Uh-huh, because listen, gamers people, they can just go wherever they want, but they like still get money, but they don't get like papped, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I am drinking Coke. Original recipe and everything. That's a joke. Don't arrest me.
You're drinking Coke? Oh my god. Well, if you come into your car and start confessing to me a bunch of, like, crimes you've committed, that's not really recording a podcast. That's just Catholicism.
Fair enough. I'm actually not in my car. It was hot and the air condition, I forgot how loud my air condition is. Like, I can barely listen to music over my air condition. But my actual answer is going to move to the third question, but we forgot my actual answer. Yes, as a writer. I want to be a writer.
I should have gotten that. I should have gotten that.
Okay. This one. I don't know why it says why at the end. I think we all know why. Anyway, so the third question. Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say? Why? Yes.
Okay, so because your prediction
anxiety.
For me.
Yeah, my prediction for you is yes, because anxiety. What's your prediction for me?
Okay, so mine is absolutely because you worry you'll mess up. But my actual answer is sometimes, usually no, because I generally only call people I really trust. If I'm calling, like, my boss or something, then absolutely. But if I'm calling, like, you or Sarah or really anyone of our friends who are the only people I call, I don't at all.
I actually originally did write down no for you and then changed it to yes because I was like, I feel like it could be different. But for me personally, it's very much a, I'm going to practice if I have to make any kind of important call, or if I'm calling like one of my friends and I'm like, oh, I have a specific thing I need to tell them, even if it's not important, even if it's just the latest tea from the different friend group, doesn't matter. I got to think through what I want to say and how much I want to say about a thing.
I get that, and I do that too, but it's not really, it's like, I will rehearse it if I have time, like if I have to drive somewhere in between making the call and realizing I have to tell you, but that's just more of a time killer rather than an anxiety thing.
Pure anxiety for me. The exact words I used were yes, im, because, you know, I don't use apostrophes. Yes, MV anxious.
Yes, MV anxious. That sums you up.
It does. It does. Next question. All
right, number four. What would constitute a perfect day for you? Okay, so my prediction for you is I feel like it would involve fire. I feel like it would involve probably like our friend group getting together, maybe having a bonfire, but that would be at night. And during the day, we'd like maybe go to unnamed theme park and just be together and sing together in the car and end the day with a deep but not sad conversation.
Okay, I'm going to give you your answer in a second, my prediction for you in a second. I just got to say, spot on. I said adventure with friends, go somewhere and explore and just have fun together and possibly have a bonfire.
Oh my god! Boom! I'm good at this.
Okay, my prediction for you, I was a little iffy on this one. I wasn't sure, but I read like something that you had been talking about recently, which is a self-care day, right? So like, you know, fancy, you know, buy some perfumes, buy fancy stuff, wear your favorite silk pajamas or whatever. But like, and, you know, really just treat yourself, but also have like some interaction with friends, show your friends all of your new stuff, like maybe recommend things for friends. Yes. You know, that kind of vibe.
Yes, absolutely. That's pretty spot on, but it's, I was literally talking to you about that last night. So, you are right. That is what I would like. And I'd love to like call y'all at the end of the day and do like a haul. That would make it perfect.
That would be fun.
Also, yeah. And also watch like Gilmore Girls at the end of the day or any comfort show really. So yeah, both of us have I feel like that definitely sums us up right there. Just these four questions.
Yeah. All
right, your turn.
Time to get into, I think this second half, it gets a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
When did you last sing to yourself? A little deeper. We didn't go to the third section. But when did you last sing to yourself or to someone else? My prediction for you. For yourself, it was in the car. You were definitely in the car at some point. And for someone else, I was thinking maybe, like, beach day recently, or maybe someone else was in your car, in, like, the car with you, or, like, you were with a friend, and you guys had music playing. But I was thinking probably within the last few weeks, I mean, I know at the beach day you were singing, so.
Yeah, okay, my prediction for you is you definitely sang to yourself, like, an hour before we recorded. That's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Because I was with my grandmother.
No, but I'm, like, right before you left.
You're right. You are totally right.
And to someone else, ooh, I know that the last time we hung out, you sang to me, and it was beautiful. But
thank you.
I think that's the last time.
Joke's on you. I only sing with my friends. Actually, my predictions were either, or I guess the predictions. My actual answer was, I can't quite remember. I know I was singing last week with Gabby and, like, last time I saw you. So I guess last time I saw you most recently. So yeah, that would be it. What was your real answer?
Okay, my real answer was, I sang to myself, like, this morning when I was getting ready, just for nothing. I was just singing in the shower and stuff. And then to someone else, it definitely, I don't like singing for other people that much, but it was like, yeah, it was like 3 weeks ago in the car.
Okay, wait, when was our beach day with Sarah?
That was, I think like last week.
Okay, because you definitely were singing there.
Oh, shoot, you're right.
I know you better than you know yourself. I win.
Yeah,
I'm victorious.
Okay, number 7.
Because we skipped 6, in case anyone's keeping track and very confused.
Okay. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die? I absolutely have a prediction for this one. Okay, so I think that you definitely think it will be health-related. Like, I don't think you think it'll be a tragic accident or, like, old age. I think that you think you'll have a health issue.
I'm just not saying anything at this point. My prediction for you was she probably has something really elaborate and really detailed that she just knows. She knows. We don't know how she knows, but she knows.
Okay, you're right. Basically, I think that I'm almost positive it will involve falling. Even though I'm not that scared of heights. Like, you've met me, and I'm, like, I'm not scared of them, but I'm, like, normal amount afraid of heights. And I'm almost positive it will involve falling. And I think that I will be doing something really stupid before it happens. I'm generally always doing something really stupid, but...
I mean, fair enough, you know?
Thanks.
I'm sorry, I can't... I shall not tell lies, you know? Sorry, she had to change audio sources. Now, my real answer, I do not. I know I am, like, a huge hypochondriac, and I constantly think I'm gonna get sick or constantly, like, worried about everything, but I have no idea, and it scares me, because I have no predictions whatsoever. Like,
that's out of character.
Right? Yeah, no, it's like, yeah, I do think I'm gonna get appendicitis, but I don't think I'm gonna die from it. I think I'm gonna be in a lot of pain.
Interesting.
It's like, yeah, every time I get into these, like, you know, very hypochondriac, I'm really scared. It's not because I'm scared of death. It's because I'm scared of the pain. Okay. If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future or anything else, what would you want to know? My prediction was how you die, how the end of your life is going to go. Not necessarily like the exact end, but like towards the end of your life. Just generally what life is like at that point.
Okay.
What was your prediction for me?
You'd want to know, this definitely does get a little bit deeper than the first few. I think that you would want to know where you end up career-wise, or how you end up, like, I think mostly career.
Honestly, accurate. Like, I didn't even think about that. I didn't. But honestly, yeah. Yeah. What I said was actually, for my answer, was people's real opinions of me. Maybe that's not the healthiest choice, but, like,
yeah, I get that. You know,
yeah.
I would want to see that. Probably how I'd end up financially. Is there something you've dreamed of doing for a very long time? Why haven't you done it? Yes, I think that you of writing a full-length novel, and you because you haven't found the motivation.
I said you probably, like, some, like, trip, maybe a road trip with friends, or maybe just on your own, but some, like, get in the car and drive.
What was your real answer?
My real answer, I wrote down road trip, but for the stories, for the novel, I've never been into full-length novels. I love reading them. I cannot stand writing them. Oh. It's not just the motivation. It's the I cannot, because it's so many words. I'm a short story kind of gal. Very much, I want to, like, if I was going to publish fiction, because, I mean, I prefer to write fiction, but even though I mostly do nonfiction, if I was going to publish fiction, it would be an anthology of short stories. I could not do a novel.
Okay.
I'm taking a break to drink Coke. Hold on.
My real answer was there isn't really, but I have thought about, like, so I guess this is probably a normal thing for a 16-year-old to say, because, but I have thought about, like, trying to crack down really hard on academics, and I haven't done it because I have no motivation to do it, but I am going to try again this year. This year will be the year we do it, because
I believe in you. I believe in you. Totally. Thank completely. You. Are you taking AP Semling?
Yes, I am.
You are? Cool.
Yeah.
Are you also stressed about summer homework?
There's so much.
I know there is.
Wait, are you in A Push?
No, I am not.
Oh, because A Push, there's a lot too. Oh, you are lucky.
Oh yeah, I could not do another AB History. I only barely passed the last one.
Yeah, I'm very glad I didn't take AP World, because I did actually really well in Modern World. So I'd rather have.
Yeah, I did not do well in AP World.
Well, I'm actually kind of excited for AP US History, because I like
I think
US
it's going to be
history.
Fun. I think you're going to love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Next question, though. Okay. What do you value most in a friendship? Right? That's the next one. Yeah. What do you value most in a friendship? I had no idea what to put for this, so I went with everyone's favorite basic answer of honesty. Sorry to disappoint.
No, you're not disappointing me. It's just I'm really judging myself at the moment.
No, I should not have said that. Okay, just go.
Okay, for you, it's feeling a sense of comfort when they're with you.
I put trust. I think you said the same thing in more words.
Yeah.
How about me? How'd I do?
No, because you said honesty, which is, like, a really good thing to look for in friendship, but I absolutely did not say that.
That's what I said. I said sense no of, idea what to put.
I said sense of humor and fun.
Yeah, that makes sense for you.
Because, like obviously honesty does matter, but in, like, a casual friendship, there's really no opportunities for that. So the main thing I'm looking for is, do I have a good time when I'm with you?
That's probably good.
Yeah, that's not as bad as it sounded at first.
Yeah, I try too hard to, like, I feel like I try too hard to be, like, yes, complete emotional connection. And then scare people away because I'm very intense.
Well, I think I scare people away because I'm intense, too. But, like, I'm intense in a different way.
No wonder we're friends.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, see, I'm intense in, like, bold, and you're intense in italics. If that makes sense.
Ironic, because if on my notes app, I put my predictions for your answers in bold and mine in italics. Okay, can I just do a thing real quick?
Go ahead.
It's the final question. Hold on. I happen to have a kazoo on hand.
Why
is it actually a
yo? I want to talk about my kazoo ghost.
Can we do this after the final question?
Yes.
Okay.
If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, you would change anything about the way you are living life. Why? My answer for you, I think, is going to be a little bit calling you out. I think that you would become more panicked than you already are, because
like intentional changes, not emotional changes.
Well, if you found out you had only a year, yes, you would change how you live things. You'd be doing like 4 things a day, but you'd be very panicked about it.
We'll get to my real thing in a second, because I have a thing. It's very, very on topic relevant. Oh, wait, that sounded bad. I don't mean it that way. Okay, hold on. But my prediction for you was, yes, you'd change and you'd spend, like, try to spend more time with friends and family and just kind of try to, like, chill and enjoy the last year. Yeah. You know, do something. Make some accomplishments, do some academic stuff. Just, you know, try to feel good about yourself for the last year.
Yes, plus I would shop till I'm mother effing dropped.
I did write treating self. I'm going to assume that's what past me meant.
Yeah. Because, like, I would, like, not care so much about having a good amount in my savings anymore because, like, I've only got another year. So I'd probably go crazy.
Fair enough. You'd have every perfume sold at Ulta.
I would. I would do that. Except for the crappy ones because, yeah.
Don't use, and hey, they wouldn't have time to expire.
No, because this one, it smells so gross. It smells like minty Febreze and like an old woman.
Was it good when it wasn't expired?
I think so, because I really like how that one smells in the store. This isn't like a big bottle, this is a sample that I got in the mail.
Oh yeah, I can easily imagine that going bad.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, what's your real answer?
So about a week ago, we're getting into this, okay? About two weeks ago, I don't know, I was just chilling and I was thinking, wow, I really could be doing more with my life that I'm just not right now. Let's change that. So, you know, bought some new perfumes and some new clothes, new books, and so I'm trying to get back into reading. And then yesterday I went to a witch shop and I got some crystals and started talking to them about like how do I get involved in this whole thing. And I've been trying to just be spontaneous and see friends and make plans and just kind of, I've been trying to do a little self-betterment. I've been going on runs. I almost died on my run this morning because I hadn't had any water and started choking on my own spit because my mouth was so dry from having not had any water and I almost died. But that otherwise, yeah, and then I ran another half mile.
Yeah, that sounds like not good.
Okay, to be fair, it took a half mile to get home. I was just not in the best place at that point. It's not like I was purposely like, oh yeah, let's go another round around the block. It was just
okay,
solid loop, and you got to finish the loop at that point.
I mean, I get that, but like, yikes. Drink water.
Water's for losers.
Hydrate or dihydrate.
I'm drinking Coke.
Water is
your guess whether it's cola or cane.
Cocaine? Oh. I thought of like cane as like the thing that old people use. I was like, what?
I love that you said that out loud.
Cocaine.
Okay, great job, everyone. Nice job, team.
Team, right, it's clearly us and my dog. Hello, boy.
Hi, Charles is sitting next to me. For context for our listeners who have not tuned into our previous non-existent episodes, Charles is the miniature pinata horse we got because I hosted a horse race party so we could watch the horse race and vibe. And our friend Sarah named the horse Charles, and he now lives as a centerpiece on my coffee table.
Has he always been Charles?
Yes.
I feel like he was Robert at a time.
He was not.
Okay.
I promise you Sarah named him Charles.
Okay,
it's
I'm
a very
not...
Sarah name.
This is to our listeners, I'm not as ditzy as I sound.
You don't sound that ditzy.
Cocaine.
I think that spelled out for our listeners who might not have gotten my joke what I was get on about. So helpful. It works. It's all good.
Okay. Who wants to hear about my kazoo god ghost thing?
All of the listeners scream me so loudly that you can hear it.
Okay.
Me.
Okay. So several times in the like 15 years I lived in this house, I have found bags of, like, plastic kazoos just in the weirdest places. And, no, not only is, like, there usually at least 20 of them per bag, they're also expired somehow. I didn't know that kazoos could expire, but they expired, like, before I was born. And so, the fact that...
I was drinking. Hold on. Sorry, I had Coke in my mouth, and I was just losing it. The cola, not the cane.
The fact that I have found bags of them in at least 3 or 4 places in my house—it's just so weird. I haven't found one in a couple years, but still, that's like at least 100 kazoos that I've just found around my house that expired in 2002.
Maybe your parents were secretly kazoo dealers before you were born.
They didn't live in my house before I was born.
The old owners of the house were secretly kazoo dealers before you were born.
I know the guy who used to own my house before me.
Is he secretly a kazoo dealer?
No, but he is really cute.
How old is he?
No. He's the kid of the people who used to live in our house. He's our age.
Okay. Because I would not put it past you.
Hey!
No offense, but
No, he's our age, and he lives in, like, I think New Hampshire or something now.
Me too. That's a
really?
Joke, listeners. Don't go hunt me down. I do not live in New Hampshire.
I live in Bermuda.
In or outside of the triangle?
Wait, is Bermuda inside or outside of the Bermuda Triangle?
I have no idea.
Is Bermuda inside or outside of the triangle? Let's see. Yes. Oh, it looks like Bermuda is one of the like corners of the triangle.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Should be all of the corners of the triangle. They should all just be Bermuda. Confuse everyone.
Three Bermudas. Or
Bermuda
is just triangle shaped.
Bermuda. Ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda. Bermuda. You know that song, right?
No. It's like when we were watching Grease and you started singing about like the Black Plague, and I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Okay. So there's a song that's like, I'm probably gonna get the words wrong. So if anyone listens to this, I apologize in advance. But it's like, I'm just trying to remember what the first one is. Is Aruba a country? Is there?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like Aruba, Aruba. Tohanga, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego.
I have heard this song.
Right? It's a good song. I was just only doing Bermuda.
This plague is bubonic.
B-U-B-O-N-I-C. It is a good song, too. Okay, for our many viewers, listeners, content in consumers. When I was in middle school, my middle school history teacher introduced us to a song that was a parody of Holla Back Girl about the Black Plague. Now, as all of my friends know, but surprisingly has not come up to this point, I have a weird obsession with plague doctors. It's a thing. I have a stuffed plague doctor. I have a plague doctor ring. I have a plague doctor mask. In my plague doctor ring, it's the mask, and it goes out to a point, and it could probably hurt someone. So it's a nice little self-defense thing.
Use it to hurt men.
I have somehow just ended up adding this music video. It's a music video, too, about the bubonic plague to Holla Back Girl into, like, my core memories, right? Mm-hmm. So, at any point, my brain will just be like, because there ain't no cure for that, girl. You'll be dead in no time for that, girl. And, like, then it uses, like, Latin names for rats in it. It's called Fleas on Rats. I don't know who it's by. We're not sponsored. This is our first episode.
Fleas on Rats. I have a school song like that that is, I actually have two that are burned into my memory forever. Okay, there's one that goes like, it's about cells, and it's called Cells, and it goes like, cells, they're made of organelles. Try to pull a fast one, the cytoplasm gels. The nucleus takes over, controlling everything. The party don't stop till the memory blocks the scene. Cells, they're made of organelles. You can't see me, but I'm totally vibing right now.
Me too. I was dancing.
And then there's the other one. I only remember like one line of it, and it goes like, it's a Spanish song. It goes like, Billy La Bufanda went to the farmacia.
Oh, I mean, if you want to talk about songs we played in school, my middle school French teacher was obsessed with playing us songs in French, because she loved like us learning the culture as well as the words, which I think was pretty cool, and I really like that it retained so much of that. But anyway, I have like full French techno pop songs that I can just sing the entire things of, along with like, you know, the traditional like La Vie en Rose. I can sing, I know the words too. Le Festin, which most people don't know by name, but everyone knows because it's Les soirées sont pas bien, les vides consommées, les sautés, les repas. Ratatouille. It's the Ratatouille song.
I sing that song all the time, but I don't speak French, so I just like say gibberish the whole time. Like, les
repas. Okay, I got you here. Ready? I'm gonna teach you French. L'espoir est
en
plat
bien.
That's all I can confidently teach you, because what the rest I'm not.
I didn't say like a slur, right?
The star is, I basically what amounts to a very good.
The star is.
Billy la bufanda fue a la para comprar pastillas para el dolor de muelas. if our many, many listeners, content consumers are, that's, can we name our fans? Can we name our non-existent fans content consumers?
Yes. If you listen to A Double-Sided Story, you are a content consumer.
Our many, many content consumers are,
I know that consumer, sorry.
They, if you're looking for a recommendation for a French song, I suggest Carmen by Stromae. This is not sponsored by Stromae. He just makes some good music.
Well, okay, so I know consumer has a different definition, but also I can't stop hearing it like chomp.
That's like the whole point.
Okay, good. Like, because I know consumer is just people who enjoy a product, but chomp.
Yeah.
They eat the content.
Yeah, basically. Well, thank you all. Well, thank you all for being content consumers. I hope you've enjoyed this beginning episode of A Double-Sided Story. We'll probably have a new episode out very soon. If you want to see more content by us, you can follow me on social media at lsmyers18 on both Instagram and Twitter. Follow me, please. I want followers. And also, Anxiety the Musical on TikTok.
So, my Instagram is Gazelenor. You can attempt to spell it. It's GAZELEANORE. And none of my other socials are okay with me to share with the internet without getting canceled. So,
ooh, cancel her. Cancel.
On future episodes, we are going to try to have guests like some of our other friends, specifically from our acting class. We have a duo we would like to join us. And also, in future episodes, we might have obviously different topics to talk about and some stuff like hypotheticals.
Yeah, we're both really excited for this. It's called A Double-Sided Story, so we're going to try to really lean into that. You know, if we have stories to tell, we're going to try to tell it from multiple perspectives. And yeah, hopefully this will just be a really fun thing for us to do and for people to listen to.
Consume, it was fun.
If you will.
It was fun first time around, even albeit a little rocky.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you so much for consuming this media.
Yay. Bye. Bye-bye.